Hello, hello, bonjour. This is Tara Marino. Welcome. This is Embody. Embody your divine calling. This is your opportunity to allow your next level gracefully, without second guessing yourself. Some doubts may surface along this path, and yet those doubts will not leave you paralyzed, which so often happens to so many of us. You will be opening up to an unconventional process that will lead you into your unconventional path, your soul-led focus, which is customized and unique for you. So I'm so excited to be inside of this with you and really ready for an incredible soul-led journey. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I really invite you actually right now to acknowledge yourself for being here. I sense that the depth inside of this program, and in fact, more than sense, really truly feel inside my being that not everybody is ready for this type of learning and development from a soul conscious perspective. So I do really acknowledge you from a heartfelt place inside and congratulate you for being one of the few, I would say, that's truly ready to open to a different way of embodying their life, which I feel will have an incredible effect on the embodiment of our world. So welcome, and even a thank you for showing up inside of who you are, willing to step into this, because it does take courage to live this way. You've said yes to a journey of your soul. You're here to uncover and allow your soul-led focus and follow your unique, unconventional path. Over the next 6 weeks together, you're going to be learning how to embody what is true for you and what is actually in alignment with your soul at this particular time. That's something that I do want to emphasize. Your soul desires experiences, not just one, but multitude of experiences. And it is so powerful and potent for you to be able to identify which particular experience your soul is seeking at any given time. So throughout our time together, I will certainly be cheering you on. I have been here. I have grown through many, many experiences in my own life. And what I'm going to be sharing with you here inside the Embody program, I do not share anywhere else. So we're going to be stepping into today the Embody equation and a way for you to unravel and tease apart what it is your soul's leading you towards recognizing at this particular point in time so that you can begin to embody it and step into your unconventional path, which will lead you into a life that you truly never have imagined. This is above and beyond personal desire. Allowing yourself to be loved. This is going to be a theme throughout this entire program, and indeed a theme throughout your entire life. Gifting yourself the opportunity to feel that level of worthiness. It's not always easy. You know, we all have experiences that we haven't shown up in the best. We all have had judgments or behaviors or places in which we wish we had never been or experienced our life, and allowing yourself to separate those experiences or judgments from the truth of who you are is going to be an ongoing theme. In order to allow yourself to surrender fully to your unconventional path, that opening of allowing yourself to be loved, truly loved, is an important foundational concept. I'm not saying that you need to be there all the time. I'm not saying that I'm there all the time. We're all humans, right? We're divine beings having a human experience. That's a fundamental idea and process, and I would say go as far to say truth inside of spiritual psychology. And I'm inviting you just to open up to this possibility. Can I allow myself to be loved? And can I continually allow myself to be loved at deeper and deeper levels? It's not a one-time commitment. It's not a one-time idea. It's the opportunity for you to continue to expand into your truth, into your unique expression in this space and time. And allowing yourself to be loved is a fundamental part of that. Intention. As you know, maybe this is your first time inside of Elegant Femme and inside of a program with me. Maybe you've been here and around the block for years and years, and welcome from wherever it is you're coming from. Regardless, intention is a crucial component to the beginning of any journey. Why are you here? Specifically, at this point in time, what is it you are intending to receive inside of this process? And I'm going to tweak this a little bit. I think sometimes women can get very confused or frustrated, I'll even say, with intention when we come from the standpoint of give me what I want. So one of the things that I share, and have been sharing this since the beginning of Elegant Femme, is to ask for what you desire so you can receive what you require. That's a fundamental philosophy inside of Elegant Femme. And I invite you to come from that space today to allow yourself to feel into your heartfelt intention of what it is you would like to receive inside of yourself, inside of your experience, inside of your results, based on how you show up and how you choose to participate inside of this process. So allowing yourself permission to ask for your intention. What is it you're intending to receive inside of this? And then, of course, letting it go. Allowing yourself to know, to the best of your ability from this current vantage point, that you will receive exactly what it is you require. Not always easy to do, and not always easy to really surrender in that way. And yet, what I'll be sharing with you throughout this program is the deep beauty and truth inside of your unconventional path so that you can begin to release a little bit of the control that you might have over your desired circumstances at this point in your life. Because I've certainly been there as well and understand that unfolding. And really, no matter what level of personal growth you've done, spiritual growth you've done, a lot of the clients that come to Elegant Femme have done years and years, if not decades, 3, 4 years, 5 years of personal growth. So I really would like to affirm for you that wherever it is you are in your journey, it's really ideal for you at this point in time. This is not an entry-level class, meaning that most of the women that come to Elegant Femme have done years of growth, so this isn't a 101, and I won't be speaking from that space. I really will be speaking with a few fundamental understandings of belief and truth, and we'll get into some of those as well. All right, the Embody program. Just to get a quick overview of what we're going to be covering over the next 6 weeks, and you can check in. Your back office is available to you. The team is available to you if you have certain technical questions. The beautiful back office is there to assist you in navigating what it is you need when you need it. I have really moved away from tons and tons of stuff inside of any of my programs just to kind of prove that there's value. I'm much more about quality over quantity, so you will see things being very streamlined inside. So we're going to go over inside of week one, why embody? Why is it even important for you to embody? Why is that a crucial component inside of your life? In fact, inside of this week, we'll also be introducing the embody equation, what it looks like, why it's so critical for you at this particular point, and what the femtypes have to do with this particular integration. You're going to be identifying the direction of your soul-led focus inside of week two. I will be opening up the beauty truth analysis with you inside of week two, which is just so powerful and potent. You're going to be guided towards your soul-led focus in a way you never imagined. Even though I'm the one that's created this process and I've been through the process, each time I go through the beauty truth analysis, I am shocked by what my soul is really nudging me to see and focus on. And it's a really powerful, very magical process. So I'm super excited to share that with you in week two. In week three, we're going to be moving into the permission and trust part of the embody equation. You're going to be surrendering to the power of your femtypes inside of week four. Weeks three and four involve a very particular process called femtype journaling. You are going to be going through a particular up-leveling inside of your consciousness to connect you with what is actually going on behind the scenes. How can you let go of what is no longer serving you and surrender to the direction of what your soul is really seeking for you to experience? This is so powerful. And particularly if you've had control issues or you find yourself holding on to a vision that you are frustrated, that's no longer working or hasn't shown up for you, and you're getting a little bit ticked off that what you want out of life isn't showing up. Inside of weeks three and four, you are going to experience such a relief of direction and inner knowing as to where you might have been having some, or where you might have at this particular point, some conflicting intentions. And my intention by the end of week four is that you really do see that your soul has your back. It really does. In week five, we're going to be talking about embodying boundaries at a higher level. Once you have your soul-led focus revealed to you, and once you start to step into your own unconventional path and follow it and allow some of the changes and movement to happen in your life that your soul has been desperately trying to get your attention around, you are going to require to set new boundaries. You are going to be required to take different actions in your life. So there is a high level of accountability that we're going to be talking about in week number 5 for you to feel that level of accountability inside of your soul consciousness, for you to feel that level of responsibility to your own beauty and truth. So you will be required to take a look at boundaries personally, right, inside of your own rhythm, your own commitments, your own rituals on a daily basis, as well as externally, what you're choosing to interact with and what you're choosing to let go of, habits, patterns, behaviors. So we'll be going through that in week number 5. In the final week, week number 6, you are going to be embodying the process. You're going to be taking this to the next level. How do you take your embodiment forward? So I'll be sharing with you some tools, some supportive opportunities for you to continue this process so it doesn't feel like it just ends for you. You're going to be moving the entire embody your divine calling opportunity forward into your life. So I'll be sharing with you some specific tools at the end of week 6, right? So that's a quick overview of the program, the quickest I could probably give you. Inside, we're going to be going deep, and I will be supporting you inside of your unique unfolding.